This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
I would say it is fair to say that if one has a near-death experience, the chances of them having paranormal experiences goes up exponentially. And I base that solely on the stories and experiences that have been shared with us on this program over the years. For whatever reason, it seems the veil is thinned a little bit when you get closer to death, whether that be a shocking experience, a very close call, like a car accident, or a very close call with an illness or a disease of some sort. In our next story, the writer has a close call with death due to an illness, a close call where there really was a turning point, a choice of continuing on and fighting or giving in to the pain and giving in to the frustration of everything that they had been going through. In this dream, they seem to have made a choice. They seem to have fought off a very strong force trying to pull them towards death. Take a listen. I have one specific story to share. It stands out in my memory above other paranormal experiences, which I've had my fair share of. I've only told a few people about this before, so I hope it will be shared so I can hear if others have ever had similar experiences. A very brief backstory. I was born with kidney failure and have lived with it my entire life. I've had transplants when I was 10 years old and it lasted about 12 years. When it failed, I came very close to dying, had a couple out-of-body experiences, and found it challenging to stay embodied for a few weeks after. All of that seems to be relatively common, but the specific thing which occurred was about a month or so after I was back onto dialysis once a transplant failed. I was staying with some friends because it was a new city. When it happened, I was sleeping in an upstairs guest room. My health was still precarious, understandably, and one night after about a week of continuously waking up outside my body and having to take great effort to get back in, I had the following dream. I dreamed that I woke up in my bed, the same one I was sleeping in as a child. In that house, there were three bedrooms, a long hallway. Mine was in the middle. The one the furthest back was right near the back door to our yard. So I wake up and I hear drumming from the bedroom by the back door. I go to investigate. It's a dark, shadowy man I don't recognize playing drums. The drumming seems to put me under a spell of sorts, and I'm drawn to the back door. I open it and the yard. It's not our yard. Everything is very brightly illuminated and the sky feels very close. I know that I could fly into it and be free from the stories that are in that house forever. I nearly reach towards the sky, but sort of snap out of the spell that the drums are casting on me, and I realize it isn't time yet. As soon as I make this decision, a strong, dark force tries to pull me out the back door. I refuse to give in to it and fight my way back to my bedroom. I know that if I close the door, I'll be safe. The force is strong and feels very evil. Closing the door is very difficult. But as soon as I do, I wake up in my friend's guest room. I'm still not sure what dark force I was fighting with. It wasn't dead because death would have been a release. But it was something that wanted me to give in to that release for malevolent reasons. It was a turning point, though. Things started to settle down, and my health eventually improved enough for me to keep living a good life and doing meaningful things with it. It's been nearly a decade since this happened, and I'm grateful that things shifted the way they did. I realized that it could have just been a dream to help me process what was happening. But it was a very physical force that felt like it took real physical and psychic energy to shut it. I'm curious if anyone else has ever had similar experiences after close calls with death.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free, ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.